Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, this is my thing, yeah? And you see me, I do my research, yeah? The youth tweeted, rah, if you don't go to the parade today, you're a fake fan. But I've gone on his page, he's talking about he's bringing giant speaker there, he's going to whine on Charlene, Red. I said, brother.
Oh, it's Carney.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, if you're not going for the boys, yeah, you're not a real fan.
Hey, wait, I'm not going. Rephrase that.
No, simple. If you're not going,
he saw someone say, I'm going there for a gal. He said, whoa, wait, if you're not going there for a man, if you're not going there for a man, you ain't serious. Like, whoa.
Right. Before we get into today's episode, we've got something big for you lot. Filthy Fellas has teamed up with Toshi for the World Cup, and we're giving one of you the chance to win some unbelievable prizes.
We're talking up to $100,000 in prize money, World Cup match tickets, flights, accommodation, the whole lot. All you need to do is enter the Last Man Standing World Cup Challenge. The concept is simple. Pick one team you think will win. If they win, you go through to the next round. If they don't, you are out. Repeat until there's only one person left standing. It's completely free to enter, and it takes a couple of minutes.
To enter, make sure you're following Filthy Fellas and Toshi. Sign up to the Last Man Standing and get your picks in before the deadline on the 11th of June. And let us know in the comments right now, if you won $100,000, what would you do with it?
I'll write a film.
It's American, isn't it? So I had to, yeah. Flights, match tickets, accommodation, cash prizes.
The World Cup is around the corner and one of you could be living it for real. The deadline is 11th of June. Good luck.
Good luck. Right,
cool. Welcome back to Filthy Fellas.
Welcome, boys. Woo! And girls.
And let's talk about the final.
What a final.
Unlucky, man.
The Pen Game Finals.
Oh.
Oi. It was going off. Pen Game Finals is underway. Make sure you pull up. Last night, Ambu Sensei put on an elite performance against Relapse. What's going on? Apparently, there was a parade in North London, but we didn't know. We didn't care. You know what I'm trying to say? We was doing our thing. But anyway, now for the elephant in the room.
Yeah. The Premier League champions, us, Arsenal.
Missed out on a chance to become European champions as well.
It's not for them, man.
It's just not this year, man.
But like you lot have said, this is the narrative that you lot created. Especially my dog Loons. We got Loons, he knows ball better than you three.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
said
for
that
ally.
You didn't Isn't care
big friend.
That we won the league because it was inevitable. It was cooking.
Yeah, I didn't mind.
Yeah? So just get ready for this one as well. Get ready, bro.
What, you think next year you're going to go back to a final?
Maybe not next year, but I think we're here now, innit? With this cycle of players, Saliba, Gabriel, Raya, Calafiori, Declan Rice. Like, we add to this.
Leave him.
You're going to see, man.
Can I just say something? So,
no.
Before, before we get into that, shout out to Slim, our guest in the building. Round of applause for Slim. Manners.
Probably our strongest guest.
Manners.
He's our strongest guest. Wicked with the flow as well. And you know Ball Slim.
Come and on, you're called Slim in your hench.
You were slim. That's P45 respect. Times, you were slim, innit?
No.
Nah.
I used this hench.
I've been slim from like 12 years old, bro.
Oh.
I mean, the name never. I'm not a new plate.
I'm not a new plate,
you get me?
You're not a new plate Arsenal fan. He's been there. You said he's at Highbury, bro.
Okay, cool. So I want to have some conversations. I think Lippi's not a proper Arsenal fan. Lippi was going crazy. Lippi's been outside the Emirates every day since you won the league.
I respect it.
Yeah. And then obviously disappointing result in the Champions League final. He's talking about he's not going to the parade.
Like what?
Did you go to the parade?
I had my own parade. What kind of attitude?
I said I had my own parade. We got burgers at home.
Yeah, we got burgers at home.
We got burgers at home. We got burgers at home. Man, I want McDonald's.
Because if you won, you would have went.
No, this is my thing, yeah. And you see me, I do my research, yeah. The youth tweeted, "Rah, if you don't go to the parade today, you're a fake fan." But I've gone on his page. He's talking about he's bringing giant speaker there. He's gonna whine on Charlene. Red. I said, "Brother,
that was corny."
Yeah, like I'm saying. If you're not going for the boys, yeah, you're not a real fan. Innit?
Hey,
I'm
wait,
saying,
wait,
I'm
wait,
not
wait.
Going.
Rephrase that.
No, simple. If you're not going,
man, said, man said he saw someone say, "I'm going there for a gal." He said, "Whoa, wait, if you're not going there for man,
what
if
you
you're not going there for man,
if you're, I
you
said,
ain't serious." I
said,
"Whoa,
brother,
whoa,
brother." I said, "The boys, Arsenal, the lot that won the thing. If you're not going there for that,
okay,
I wouldn't say you are, but." You're a faker fan than me, innit? And I didn't go because I was hurt, man. I weren't.
I'm not gonna lie.
You can support Arsenal as well. And I heard it was a joint parade. I heard it was the man's team and the girl's team.
I was saying to someone, yeah, because the girls didn't win nothing, innit? They won the Club World Cup.
Big it up, man.
He told me that they don't think the girls won nothing.
They did. They had a
joint
parade.
That was John Wick, actually. It was John Wick who told me that. Even though it was only a still picture there, so I can't be 100% sure about how sad he was, yeah, but I see Fabrizio post a picture of them man on the bus and Declan looks sad.
No, he didn't.
It's probably
yes,
tired,
he did.
Bro. It's probably tired.
Yeah, he was rapping.
There was partying the week before,
innit? He was rapping,
do you know what it is? There was definitely a moment. I think the pictures you saw was the moment was like the realization was like rah, like
man's
this
done it.
This it's not only have they done it, it's like this could have been more, like this actually could have been like look how mad it is.
You can't dwell though as a footballer.
Nah, but at the same time you have them moments, innit?
It's only the next day as well,
yeah, there you go, bro. So then they recovered, had a good time with the fans, and on to the next season now, man.
They should have done two parades. They should have done the proper parade when they won it on the night they should
like
or something.
Like
they should.
I'm
just saying
it
because
though.
It was a bittersweet. Like I was watching, knowing they don't feel as good as they wanted to feel. I know, like that moment of losing, in a way, and you're so close, and to lose like that. If you lost, it was penalties. Dark Gabriel, the man that's been on fire. For him to miss
it. We'll get into that after,
I'm just
man.
Saying that it hurts, the pain.
If it was a week later, I think it wouldn't even have...
The next day.
I think these are professionals, man. I think these are professionals.
I was wounded, bro.
Of course, you're a fan, innit? And
yeah,
so,
but they're humans, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, but this is their job. You see these men lose, yeah, and then you're sad, and then you watch your team training on YouTube, and they're all pushing each other, laughing and joking. Bro, once the game's done,
you're still playing
being
PlayStation,
professional...
Bro.
Wait. Being professional is... jogging on to the next one. You can't let it.
It's next day, though.
Bro, you see it, though. Them training, them laughing, joking. You see Rashford lose. Bro, he's going to celebrate his birthday. It's all of that. You got to forget.
Naz is resilient,
no,
isn't it?
Good touch.
No, I respect it, bro.
It's not a diss.
And that's how you want your players. You don't want your players sitting on their hands like, because they lost, bro. Get over it, bro.
Rio Ferdinand was talking, saying he thinks about, he was speaking to Casemiro, and he said, "I always think about the games that we lost. The Champions League, the two Champions Leagues that we didn't win.
Chance.
He just thinks about it.
Yeah, no like, chance, though.
But I'm saying it just is, you're going to remember those days.
I play like step 38, bro, when I was younger. And I remember...
certain games you lost.
Games I lost. I remember games we won that... if I was to do better, we could have won easier. You understand?
Oh, well, you reckon also it's your fault then?
Nah, not necessarily man's fault, but it's just things happen where you got to do better, bro. Footballers, like, you got to be resilient, innit? You got to be prepared to make mistakes and bounce back from it in the game.
But also part of resilience is being able to just lock it away. You got the World Cup, you got all these big players, they got extra things that you can't be carrying baggage into. Drop it off. Grieve about it on your holiday.
No, Loons, think about it. You've lost the day after you've gone to a parade. The fans are looking at you. I wouldn't say they're looking at you.
Day before.
It's also,
day before. Yeah.
You said sorry,
day
my
after,
bad.
Yeah.
My bad. But there's still an element of emptiness because of losing that Champions League final. So to have the day after,
well,
the day, day
hours,
after the
man.
Parade is crazy.
I hear where he's coming from, but I think you're wrong on this
and
one.
They're humans.
It's not about being professionals. Like you're saying, they're humans. They didn't even have the chance to process it. They're gonna go on with their lives. They got the World Cup to go and play.
Absolutely,
they're gonna do their thing.
So
but
money.
That was they was like you said, 18 hours removed from the biggest moment in their. They have to feel a way about it. You get me? Like,
no,
100%. At the same time, we still get to like, you see. Like I said, I was there on the Tuesday we won the league. I was there on the Sunday they lifted it.
On the Wednesday.
I was there. I just got back today. Yeah, but all jokes aside, it's like there was no sense of reality there. It was the first time in 22 years. It was man, I'm going crazy. But this was like, it's brought us back to reality. Like, even with the success,
baby,
still have to be hungry. Nah, it's not even that. It's that there's still something to fight for. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying I didn't want to win the Champions League, but I don't know how I'd feel sitting here.
You feel like after a whole new man.
No, that's what I'm saying. The hunger I've had for my whole life, for that to be gone, the 22 years of the league is one thing. But I remember you were saying it, GLP. I remember when we won the FA Cup against Hull after, 9 years, 10 years. Brother, that felt like a weight lifted. The other day, because I was older, I got to be outside, it was crazy. If we won that Champions League. And you know what it is? We've created a mentality that we can say when we win it. I think we believe now, innit?
It's hard to win.
And that belief has not, we've never had that, bro.
No, but I was gonna say, with that, I always say new teams don't really win it, They only win it when you go to a final, lose, and then you get, I think if Arsenal get to the final next year, they win.
That's what PSG was trying for years,
bro. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You gotta go to the final, lose, you got to. Like, new teams don't win it. Like, no team just turns up to the final.
I'm so glad I'm here for this episode.
You gotta lose it.
I'm happy I'm here. Let's tell the truth, though.
They lost it.
Let's not forget, Arsenal, this was the greatest chance for Arsenal to win it. Let's look at the route to the final. They would, and don't get twisted, Arsenal done the hard work themselves. They finished the group first, which put them on the meaty side. There was the other side of the bracket. Bodo Glimt. Who did we see over there? Atletico. Who else was over there?
Leverkusen.
Newcastle.
Leverkusen.
Yeah, Barcelona. Just Barcelona. But Barcelona ain't won it in years. So you think about the route, and then the hardest game really is
PSG.
Is PSG.
On the other side.
Because Barcelona didn't make
it. The route that Arsenal had.
Oh, yeah. The hardest game that they had to play is PSG, final.
Yeah, of course.
So you talk about, it's not going to be that, but it won't be that easy. I don't believe if they go back next year, it'll be that. If they was on the other side, they would have left. They would have left the tournament.
Let me ask you this,
If they was on the other side, they would have left.
Who's locked us out the Champions League the last two times?
The
Champions, bro. Mm. Like, you see last year, it was, we went there with Kirior and Saliba, And I think we held our own, bro. We've got to the final this year. Still progression from last year. And we've gone out on penalties. It's the hardest way to lose. But at the same time, because I was saying, I heard fans saying, I'd rather we just got battered 3-0 and so I could have just got on with it. As much as I understand that logic, you don't want that, bro. We was locked in.
But did you enjoy 25% of the ball? Like, watching just a team going knock,
but that's because we scored, though.
Knock.
For 120 minutes, until Gabriel done that penalty, I thought we were going to win the Champions League, bro.
I thought he was going to make that.
That's something terrified that we've created for ourselves.
We're saying 99 passes in 120 minutes in the final.
You know, we scored it's 4 minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, bro. So it's like the whole game changes from there, isn't it? Like,
but then you lot started, so the killer is they started good. You see the press that they was on, winning the ball back. If they played like, if they continued to play like that and got the second goal, then they could have sat back.
They scored too early, bro.
That's the right time. We predicted Arsenal, how to Arsenal to play, score early.
And lock up.
And then, at least still give it to them. And then after you can lock up at, like, I don't know, after 25 minutes, then they could, because they're hard to break down.
25 minutes, played a half.
They could have scored two goals.
I don't think that's
Pacho
though.
And Marquinhos were there for the taking,
they
bro.
I didn't think they even looked like scoring. It was just that one mess up from Mosquera.
So you think if they never got the penalty, you would have 1-0 them?
Yeah,
100%.
I was confident.
But there should have been two penalties though, because that handball from Bukayo Saka was absolutely insane. You know it.
That
went a pen.
But it's what I'm saying. It's just a debate.
No, but that was a mad. You have to say that handball there was absolutely crazy. The ball bounces up and he knows. And literally hits it twice or something.
Nerves.
I hear it, but again, that's still penalties. The two chances you're talking about, them scoring, is penalties. We done our job. It's unfortunate.
You see, it's like that stat GOP said, when he goes,
Nine men.
Arsenal had 11 men in the box every time PSG was shooting. And I remember you lot were saying it. That. Oh, Arsenal don't shoot.
It's a good stat.
With nine people, and I watched the game. Like, I was just like, the little semicircle on the top of the box. That's where the striker
strikers
were. Arsenal striker was in there.
That's the most toothless they've looked. That PSG team.
Yeah, but obviously you lot came to have two banks of four in it, and I respect that. Like I said, if you lot got that goal, 50, 60, 70th minute, you
lock up.
You just scored at the wrong time. That's what I believe, innit? I believe you lot was expecting a tennis match because the way you lot was pressing, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
But as soon as you scored, you lot went back to that, let's hold this lead because we can.
But 6 minutes in, this is Europe, bro. A team hasn't. I watch a team throw 3-0 away in Europe, bro, in a final. This is where legends are made. Bro. Man can't let you.
You're right.
Man can't. This team is not gonna like. And it was just the simplest thing that opened the door. You see what they were trying? They were trying everything else. But as soon as he gave it and said, give it again, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. As soon as he done that, opened the door.
Let's not forget Barcola missed a few chances as well, real chances.
Liverpool, do not sign that man.
A lot of people
do
saying
not
that.
Sign that man.
A lot of people are saying that. So it could have been worse. I just think Arsenal went into this game with a mad defensive attitude.
They didn't. They always 0 to 5 minutes. Yeah, that was the Arsenal. That was their game plan. Until they scored, but they scored too early. If they didn't score, they would have been on PSG. The press. And they probably would have got a better because PSG didn't like it.
That's easier said. That's
you didn't like
that's
it.
That's easier said in hindsight because we don't get that early goal. Yeah, we're going at them. Luckily, we didn't have to deal with them on the break. Them on the break. We've been able to deal with that, bro.
You don't know,
bro. Like you said, we had 9-15 men in the box. They're still jugging. You understand, bro? So. I just think with our current form, the way we went into that game, bro, maybe not, I'm not saying 60 or 70, we scored that goal. And I'm going to be so specific. We scored that goal 17th minute.
This is madness. You lot getting mad. These lot signed, attacking players to not use them in the final.
Like
that's
who?
Good. Like SA, as in them man were the difference makers. As in you lot have been trying and you bought these guys. Jokeres was helped to win the league. I can't imagine. Yes, even though Havertz scored that goal in that game, where was Jokeres in that game? But I'm saying in the most important games, the game against Man City, where he's like, all right, let's go. He didn't start.
In the Champions League final again, he didn't start.
KG, that's simple though. Come on, man.
What's simple about that?
It's simple. Arteta is respecting the opposition midfield super highly. So he wants a striker that is going to double up as a 10 so they can kind of overload the midfield. It's not rocket science, bro. It's good management.
But if you buy three players, you buy Madueke, Eze, and Jokeres, and all three of them don't start. You can only do
what's in front of you. Yes, that's what they bought. But as the season's going on, you've seen certain things ain't working. Jokeres has chipped in with the goals, but he's not the striker that they thought he was going to be. When he got into the crunch business end of the season, Arteta ain't playing no games. You don't care about the price tag, what people think. Yeah. He dragged him, started Havertz against City and all
won
that.
The league.
When it mattered, and he done it. He was never going to start him in the Champions League final either, because you can see that the way they've been playing, they've been struggling to create. You get me, back. Even when they put Declan as the six by himself and had Odegaard and Eze, they're struggling to create. The second they had them, really and truly, the injuries and that to the fullbacks, and you got Mascara and them and there, you can't really attack properly the way that they're set up. Them fullbacks are too defensive. So that's why he's playing how he's playing, because you've seen it over the last few weeks. It's not like they've been creating bare chances against everybody. They've been doing the 1-0 to the Arsenal.
Fury was back, though.
As much as you hear that, we bought these players, and I think this will be the same story this summer. We bought these players to compete with who's there, innit? We're not trying to have definite starters. I mean, don't get it twisted. If we get a guy that's just so much better than the other option, then so be it. But right now, I think man are still tussling for their spot a bit. I think there'll be big changes in the summer, man. I think a couple of man might go.
My thing is, this was meant to be a PSG that when I spoke the other day, they leak goals, they concede goals. When I was asking for answers, I didn't really get any answers, and that goes to show last week what I was saying was facts. You lot don't have the answers.
So you thought we'd lose on penalties?
No.
You said
I thought you'd lose. Mm-hmm, I didn't say penalties.
But you said this is what you said. You said you don't think we could win by only scoring one goal.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We conceded.
Is that my words?
100%.
Basketball's one goal.
You was right, so don't argue it.
No, but
I didn't say basketball. I asked the question, what are you lot going to do to beat PSG? I didn't get answers, bro. Man were killing me, calling me what.
But you
I
can
didn't
see
get
what they
answers.
Done. Like, you see when they were saying PSG are easy to get at, look at the goal, bro. It was just like front to back and he was in. And Kai Havertz ain't the fastest. He ain't the fastest. Yeah. He got away. And they are kind of easy to get at, bro. They like that goal. When I'm like, oh my God, like he's in. Bro, everyone was like that. He's in. And bang, top bins. The keeper, you don't. Do you rate, what's his name? Spizanov? Do you rate him?
Spakhanov.
M-Dot.
If I stop that.
They are easy to get at, bro.
They're easy to get at. How have you scored the early goal and then just lock up shop for the rest of the game?
That's Arteta.
But if we're saying they're easy to get at. I've been told by Arsenal they're easy to get at. M-Dot's crazy, though. M-Dot is crazy.
Big 45.
M-Dot is crazy.
M-Dot.
100 gallon and a 99.
Big 45 coming
up in. M-Dot is it's crazy. Red.
How can they have M-Dot, R in goal and M-Dot score? They're not going mad, bro.
He didn't make a save. The whole 120 minutes, he didn't make a save, you know? M-Dot didn't make a save,
respect that finish, though.
That's a bad boy finish.
Respect that Havertz team.
But this is the same team, man said were able to get at, bro. And since they scored,
we got them.
It was expected goals of 0.01.
It's a team that was scoring goals as well. PSG, bro. Same but way you said they leaked goals, they meant to be putting goals in. They didn't do that, bro. So it's
because
like
because of how you play.
No, but at the same time, if we didn't play like that, they maybe would have scored more, bro. Mm. So our thing is, we went with the right plan.
Prevention's better than
cure. We
just
didn't. Yeah, we didn't execute it.
No. I just tried to find answers as to how Arsenal could do it, and they didn't give me answers, Slim. That's all.
Could we have gone at it? See how Bayern went at it with them. Could Arsenal have done that, do you think?
Yeah. Arsenal ain't got the minerals for that.
So why do you want us to? Like, why do you want us to, bro?
I did say I want you to answer that. I hear what they're
saying. He said no.
No, but Arsenal could go at it. Nah, that's what I'm saying. Why? What are you lot talking about?
What do you mean?
You lot just won they just won the league.
We just
You just won the league. Nothing to lose. What? Like right now, let's just both go for it.
I'm gonna repeat myself again. Use a move like you don't watch football. These last months, these last few games, they are struggling to create
1-0
chances. They can't create, and then you tell them to go and have a shootout, a gunfight, PSG.
What's
Muggs.
There to lose?
What do you mean? What's there to lose?
Your whole life. Are you looking mad? You've won the league, and you lot are feeling great. Go ahead.
We played, yeah, we gave ourselves the best chance of winning the Champions League.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to admit that. If Mosquera don't make that challenge, bro, I'm not, you see me.
It would have been a ball fest, but they would have won it. Fact.
And do you not, bro? And you see me, yeah, don't get it twisted. I 100% hear what you're saying as a neutral fan, innit? But you need to understand it from man's point. If that was your team, You don't care how you win that trophy, bro.
I hear you.
It's 90 minutes, yeah? We did, bro, I don't even care how we won the league. So when it comes to this last game, that's why I was confident we could do it, you know?
No, but
I said over 38 games, so many times it looked like we couldn't do it. I said, if we can, all the emotion we put into that 38, into the 90 minutes, and bro, we were almost there, bro. I'm not saying that you man are wrong. I'm just saying,
Wouldn't it have been greater? You see, like, you lot been doing the Erdegaard Eze thing and you open up teams, it's worked, really. And when you now said, again, on the goal difference
it's
thing, when he was fighting Man City and he thought, we might need to get more goals than them, then I saw more attacking football. I saw the Arsenal of old, in that sense, in that last bit, I said, raw, Arsenal look dangerous again. But then it's like, in that game, he just went back to default settings and said, you know what, I'm going to be... In that final, he went back to this defensive. You know it, I'm not telling no lies.
Let me, 2 seconds, 2 seconds. We went, he started... In those games we looked better, we started Miles midfield.
Yeah.
We started Miles midfield here. I was shocked. I didn't think he would. I wanted him there. Yeah, and he done what I thought he'd do. Yeah, and if... We end and it's bare ifs. A
couple mistakes in the league.
That's
got
what
him,
happens
yeah.
when you lose, isn't it?
Couple mistakes in the league got Skelly.
But I think if Eze was out
couple
on the left,
mistakes, is that what you think?
No, couple mistakes Eze's nearly out on got the left him. With if PSG were moving warm, I'm not trying to disrespect Skelly. I like Skelly, but Doue caught him one time and they were gone.
But did you see?
And he recovered. No.
But that you can't play with that. He's probably like one of three players we got in our team, in our whole team
that
can handle
that.
Exactly
no
way.
I'm defending. I'm just saying the Champions League final that could go left. I'm not saying Skelly can't recover, but if them man went in full flow and you lost it there, that's done.
Absolutely, but it shows the character in Skelly as well for the recovery.
The group stage thing is a fraud to man. When man was showing me stats, they won 8 games. It don't matter. Where did PSG end up? 11th. They conceded what they conceded. Come crunch time. Teat get kick out. They done the same thing last season as well.
Bro.
We lost. Not you.
Oh, no, sorry. Not you, look. Nippy, it's just like when... It's like when...
Bell.
Shook him off of it.
Aggregate 8-1 Chelsea. Aggregate.
Bell.
8-1.
8-2.
Liverpool. The second game, 4-0.
Bell.
We tried to play them.
What was it?
When they come Anfield, we lost 2-0 at Parc des Princes. We're going to bring them to Anfield and we're going to use that. Bro. They just bopped us off the park.
They done Brest last season, 10-0 aggregate.
Don't play, bro. It's a serious team. Arsenal needed a different way to play that team. You go there like everyone else. You end up
like everyone else.
Yeah. or the star boy shows up.
Who's that?
Or the players, because you still have your players in the team.
Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
These are all right, because obviously you're trying it, yeah? You're one of the few people trying it. Nobody's not even cussing Arsenal for their performance, even after losing, even after having 100 and some passes in 120 minutes. And like, everybody gets it. And it's like what he was saying. If they as their way to the 1-0, none of them wouldn't have cared. Nobody would have gave a shit. We can't begrudge them. We get why that game went
how it went.
Marks, on this, let me be honest. There's times I come here, yeah, to take liberties. Yeah, there's times I come here to take liberties. There's times I'm telling you today, guys, just on a football conversation that we're having right now, it's a bit adult. Yeah, we have to say this guy's on big wages. This guy's meant to turn up and do. Wait, hold on, wait, Ron, let me.
Now go on, let's go.
This man's on big wages. This man's supposed to help Arsenal. They're saying that he's could be world class. This is when you become world class in these moments. Madueke had a better game than Saka.
Madueke
was more dangerous. We saw it, bro. So look, no one can deny it. I even listened to Arsenal.
Do you watch Arsenal games every week?
I watch every game you play.
That's good. So
I'm saying, and I'm
It helps with my point, innit? So go you ahead. See Saka, like, yeah. I'm an Arsenal fan, like, yeah. And a football fan. Saka's a player that I feel like, you see, if he don't have the confidence to, he don't think he can beat a player. He's kind of stand. How many times did he take goal past the fullback in the final?
None.
Not once, bro.
That's the best
like,
left back in the world.
I was sitting there thinking, see someone like Martinelli, he's just gonna hit the. Fearless. He's gonna go, innit?
Yeah. But that's the point I'm making, though.
Madueke, he's gonna go. Like, so you see, when I see like half an hour in, 40 minutes, Saka's not. I kind of knew this ain't his game. Like, that's the player he is,
yeah,
though.
But that's the point he's making. That's so what the point. Why is he like that? Are you saying that? I just know that.
No, but I ain't said he's world class.
But like, Saka's close like to like Salah, though. He cannot. I've seen Salah not be his fullback. Pause and or not have a good game, and then it pops up in that little spot.
Yeah, yeah,
you do not want no one else on the left foot to hit that other than Saka.
Menace. I swear down, you're gonna love what I'm gonna say. Stop. We need to stop that. Saka's like Salah. He's not.
The robotic team.
No.
Salah is
like striker efficiency. Mm, you slip up around him. Mid 30s, you are caught.
Yeah. Rap.
100%. It's just he's turned up this season. You lot ain't that great. His head.
You don't have to get into that. Yeah.
Why not?
No, I'm giving excuses. But Saka, for me, as great as a player he is, he's been misprofiled, bro.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's not there. I said it.
Wide playmaker.
Remember, 2 seconds. Remember, I said it in the beginning of the season. You all laughed at me. I said, if whoever we buy the attacker does worse than Saka. If Saka's our best attacker this season, we win nothing. Because I've seen it. When Saka's been our best attacker, we haven't won any. You can't win when your best attacker has 16 goals and 10 assists. Yeah, that's great for him. But that means he's just doing what he can for in an attack.
He might be a wing back, you know.
Just chill out, man. But my whole thing is, bro, you see it. You see there's wingers.
You're taking
it. No, but my thing is, yeah, when you compare us to... PSG now, we're very systematic, yeah? PSG are the opposite. Mikel Arteta said it. He said he's never played against a team who could just get their way out of any situation with individual movements. It's not about their system. It's not about... Because Doué is Doué. That's what he done. Because Kvaratskhelia is...
Did you see when all three of them was on the left wing? Doué, Kava and Dembele.
Enrique said he done the overman thing.
Yeah, overload.
Because of the overload 100%. Thing. Yeah.
It's a thing where we obviously... We don't have the options for that, innit? But back to the Saka thing, yeah. If we treat him like the player he is, yeah, a creator,
wing back.
No, I'm saying wing back. What's
I'm not, but like Quenda and the man there, in the modern football, in the modern day.
Why are you saying Quenda? Quenda's 18,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying, like,
why are you
Quenda?
Saying
Quenda? You just wear your headset, like Quenda.
My thing is, you lot, we're talking about Saka, we know Saka. Saka has asked, when he got questioned who he want in the final, he wanted Mendes. So there's a point to prove with Saka. And this, back to KG, this is the game. Like, when man are doubting you and whatnot, this game, in terms of world class or separating yourself or putting yourself in a bracket, this would have been the game. We questioned Elise about it against Mendes. He was on a yellow card semi-final. We spoke about it. Saka for this game needed to turn up. He's Mr. Arsenal. He's been Mr. Arsenal. He needed to turn up
what
in this game.
What does that
mean, though? You asked for Mendes,
you
got Mendes.
See, when I said if was a shot, everyone would be drunk. You understand now? Because these men are just doing the if Saka done it.
There's no if. He asked for Mendes, he got Mendes. So why are we questioning said, about Saka?
He said, man, them have been hiding since we won the league this, that, and the other.
We're outside.
But don't hide now.
So he's saying,
he hid in the final.
He hid in the final.
The final was hiding.
He got dragged.
He did it, man. It was a high possession.
A goal went in early in the game. And that game plan
changed.
What was Saka's impact on that game?
He didn't have a lot of impact.
He was defending.
He done more defensively.
Yeah, he done more defensively.
Yeah, and there was about six Arsenal players that didn't make that much impact. Why him?
He's Starboy.
That's what
you know? Because again, you see me, I go by ball. You lot go by foreign youths on Twitter, bro. Yeah, understand.
Here we go again.
Go the real game. Go
you're the Twitter king, bro. I just quoted what Saka said.
We're talking about the game, yeah? And I'm saying that he's one of your big players that you need in these moments. And he's an attacking player. In this moment, you're looking to him. The fact that Chelsea can come on and have more impact.
I told you Nonny gets at the man.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Two of PSG's attacking star boys, per se, Cava and Dembele, they had as well. Dembele scored a penalty, but they didn't have great games.
Cava had a good game.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Bro.
If you look in it,
he didn't. Bro.
If you look at what.
No, he didn't.
He had the most important moment to bring them back into the game.
That's the only thing he done.
But that's important. That's
bro, for the whole time, Mosquera locked him up.
That's fact.
Yeah?
And
Mosquera and Saka double up was working.
Mosquera had him. He had
that was working.
Triple up.
But Mosquera could have been sent off. Let's have it right.
You're doing it.
What are we talking about, bro? I'm not doing ifs. What you're saying he locked him up. Bro, he was on a yellow card. Then he gave away the penalty, which he could have been, right? They don't do the double jab.
65 minutes, they had a great game
and
against
then
him.
And then
a
what?
Great
the game's not done in 65 minutes. He had to.
He came off after.
He had to.
Exactly. So he didn't have the best
the game,
bro.
And the 65. What
so he locked him up for an hour, and that's good enough. He locked him up for an hour.
What do you mean that's good enough? Who are we talking about?
I'm just
asking.
I'm just saying Kravitz didn't have a good game,
I'm saying Kravitz. You said Kravitz
didn't have a good game, bro.
Kravitz Skater didn't have a good game. And he said, we can't say that because he had a big impact on the game. In the final.
You had a good game because you had a good moment, bro. You can play bad and have a good moment. That's what I'm saying. You can tell you don't play football, bro.
You're chatting. You can't. No, you man can't. Do you know what the killer is? You man can't keep saying this. I play
Salah,
football.
Salah,
bro,
Salah.
Listen, let's have it right, yeah? I play football. None of us made it here. So we all. You did none of us made it.
Some of us.
Don't talk like you're a Premier League baller. You man are here with
I'm
me.
I'm good enough to
we're
still
We're all
pay
here
to
together,
play.
Bro.
No,
did
not.
You man play in the Prem? Did you not play
What's
FA
that
Cup?
To do with anything?
No.
What's
so you're just a normal guy. Can't keep saying this, rah, because you didn't play ball. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No,
I know what I'm
talking about.
I'm saying right now, the team underperformed. I can. So what? Do I need to know ball to say rah? When you're looking for your captain, where is he?
Yes.
Is that a ball? Is that a ball? Erdogan stepping up the pitch.
Yes,
all the time.
You do have
is
to that, know ball.
Do, oh, because
yes.
I didn't play. Yes. Or am I looking at the game that I watched all my life? I watched my game all my life, and I'm saying in a final you need a leader. And I'm looking at your team, and I'm saying raw. Erdogan goes missing. He comes off the pitch,
dragged.
And it don't make sense. I'm saying that's wrong. I'm saying when you need your best player, the one that's on the most money, to have an impact on the game, it's important.
I don't think it's a money thing.
It's important, but he weren't there. I'm saying right now, even the way your manager set up, and this is me that hasn't kicked ball. This is simple stuff that I'm
it's
saying.
Not simple.
How's it different? Oh, you can say it. You can say the same thing, but we're still saying the same thing, bro.
I'm a player. Okay, I'm a player. Let's hear
what Sim. It don't make sense.
Let's chill out. Look,
let's hear what Sim's got to say. He's got something to say.
I was going to say, see what it is. See his decisions. Like, I got a message when the game started saying, no Gokeres, Havertz. I said, bro, just let him run with the decision. You see, at the end of the game, you'll tell me he was either right or he was wrong.
Yeah.
See, as soon as Havertz scored, he was right.
Exactly.
So it's like, bro, you say if buts and maybes, it goes back to that. It's like, bro, if we won the game,
you're not saying Arsenal
done the right game plan. We gave away a penalty.
But you could do the if thing.
Innit? We're drunk.
Nah, but I'm just saying that's what you would say. I'm just saying it is where it is, innit?
KG got a bit heated just before we move on. I want to throw around my credentials. I got winners' medals in the Hackney and Leighton League. runners up in
we're
the
all here
London
together,
Cup.
Bro.
Run the London Cup.
We're all here together, bro.
I played. We're all here together.
That's what I'm saying. I've just got winners' medals, Hackney and Leighton League. Ask about me. Anyway, what I'm saying is. Yeah, so look, that's 5 European final defeats for Arsenal in a row.
Damn.
You see that whole, they need the Champions League to be a big team. Is that a myth? Is that still hold weight?
Of course.
No, but they're in a good moment. They're a big team and they're in probably the best form.
140 years.
This is the best Arsenal we've seen in God knows how long.
When we win it, you're going
to
discredit.
Where's the stat? Because they said when Man United hasn't won it for 13 years, they came to show us. How many years has it been since they've been in that competition and not won?
I don't care about them stupid stats. Arsenal waited 23 years to win their fourth title.
But you're 18 years for your Champions League, though.
That's fine. What? Champions League went 18 years ago.
It damn was.
2008.
Yeah, it's 18 years ago. So.
Saying we have one.
But we got the big ears, isn't it? One.
You see, time does different things.
Fun fact about that, though, United is the only team to win the Champions League unbeaten twice. Someone else thought they were going to do it. But here we are, man. Shout out my club.
You've been supporting United. You weren't supporting United.
Shout out my club.
What are you doing?
Why are you getting mad? Shout out my club.
I'm not even getting mad.
You ain't got it.
Who are you supporting away?
United, funny enough.
Who did he support?
He said he saw United win the Champions League. That's what made him support them. That's what he told us.
Say swear to God.
You said, oh, I saw your team.
No, say so. Man, I'm putting words in my mouth. No, man, I'm putting words in my mouth. What's going on?
You said, I saw my team win something that you lot ain't going to win on Saturday. And that's why you sat right
and
here.
And that's why I support you.
Oh, that's what you said.
You're heated, bro. You're heated off lies, bro. That's crazy. That's super crazy.
So you're a hood hopper, bro.
I'm a facts man. I'm a facts man. Facts is you ain't won it, bro.
Oh, you don't want to cook the books. So they want me to talk about the potential Arsenal penalty.
This ain't what you want.
By the way, Key. Penalty?
Not for me.
I've seen them give it.
Wait, why did you look at me like that?
Because if it was given, it's a penalty, innit? Yeah. So I weren't raging or shouting at the TV, bro. Like, why is it not a penalty? Like, one of those ones, they get given, they don't get given.
I don't think Arsenal should be mad. I know everyone's going to try and lean on them, but it's like, you really can't. You just won the Prem. You lost in the final on penalties to the best team in Europe.
Do you know why they're mad about the pen, though? It's the if after playing like that, getting the goal, if they left with that pen or got
but
that
pen, I'll be honest, I think you opposition fans are doing that more than us. They're like, oh, if you lot done it. I haven't sat there once since that game ended and thought, oh, if we done this, if we done that. We lost, innit?
No, but that's, you. I'm not going to lie. You guys like, are
you
quiet.
You lot are more concerned
I'm saying,
about
no,
us
you lot
than
are,
we are.
No, we're not more concerned. We're not. We're happy that you lost. That's all. We're happy that you lost because there was talks that I started to hear from Arsenal fans and I listened to you, man.
Who
I heard, loads. I started to hear stuff saying, because they've done the Arteta-Klopp comparisons from nowhere. I started to hear stuff like that. But then I heard, if Arteta wins the double, does that change the legacy of what Wenger did?
Of course it would. Would it be more than Wenger?
Of course, but then Wenger built Arsenal.
So?
It can never.
So?
What are you talking about? How? That's a mad thing to say. That's still mad though.
If Carrick,
Wenger was so important to...
And then look, if Carrick, if first season, he wins the treble, bro.
What has happened?
What happens?
Let me land. He goes and wins the treble, then goes and has... first season and goes and has a Pep Guardiola 10 years.
Now you're adding Bissa.
No. I'm saying give him 10 years. That's half of Fergie. So he's won one treble and he wins 7 titles. He goes down. He's going to be in and around Fergie.
Loons. Do you just hear what KG said?
That's all make believe and stuff. Anyway.
That's like saying Arteta winning it and then doing 10 years.
No, Arteta's done 8 years. He would have won one thing. Hasn't. He's simple.
Look, forget that.
If Arteta defends
this title, he's done what Wenger haven't.
Yeah, simple.
Back to back titles.
And his legacy is higher than Wenger.
No,
I'm just saying.
Who said that?
Maybe if he defends the Premier League title.
No.
If he wins the Champions League, which the club has never won, he's obviously going to stand alone as an Arsenal manager.
Exactly.
I would say big up Wenger for designing the stadium and but there's not one player or really anything left at Arsenal to do with Wenger today, why Arteta would win. Mm. Yeah, you got to be honest. Wenger ain't Alex Ferguson. Wenger ain't got 14 titles or whatever. He doesn't have to do that much to go past him. Stop the nostalgia thing.
I'm saying,
don't
I
make
think,
no sense.
I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm having more respect for Wenger than you men are having. Because I'm saying that how I know him to build up Arsenal and the way you play, the culture of Arsenal, I say that's a Wenger. So if Arteta can come in and now say, because I won his Champions League, my legacy is more than higher than Arteta. What?
This is why I asked, who said it? Because he's going to have to tell a man, It was Ozil baby 1997 on Twitter. Ozil baby. Some random youth from wherever you don't know. Is this a thing?
Do you believe I don't watch all Arsenal content?
Ozil baby's cold.
Do you? I work with all these men. I work with all the as AFT. I can, bro. I know all of them, bro. Joe Bayer. I can tell you, it was on AFTV.
This is your world.
I'm
who
saying
said it? Who said
all
it on
of
AFTV?
Them.
And
what's this guy? What's the new guy that's leading the thing? He's done the final. White guy, what do you call it?
Can I make a rule?
I'm
can
saying,
I make a rule?
Let me make a rule. Do you know what Arsenal fans do? They do this thing, yeah, when they chat and as soon as they get their teeth kicked out, they say, who said
cool,
that?
Cool.
They act as if no, they never said this before.
Let me say something. Let me say something. I understand. Let me learn. You, man, are on other platforms, yeah? Don't bring their f***ing stench here. Don't do that.
It counts.
Do what you're doing over there. I don't do that. I'm on bare other platforms. I'm rare to. You understand? You don't come here talking about Drake.
No, he don't come here talking about Drake.
Listen.
Because of no behavior. I sing it.
But all jokes aside, you can't say it, whether it's the minority or the majority of Arsenal fans, it's not us. How can you come to me and tell me what a next
but
man
everyone
saying?
Said,
but
everyone
saying,
does that.
But this is what we do here.
Everyone
even
does that.
This
though.
Is what we do here. When we say raw, you man were talking, when they talk about you man love this guy, you man was so excited about this type of football. I'm saying we bunch the fans together, like it or not. The way Arsenal fans were talking before, they were saying, if we win this one, we're going to be this. We're going to be insufferable. I hope it's a VAR. Even if you say Piers Morgan, if you want a name. I'm saying, I hope it's something bad.
Bro, judging me. What on what? Piers Morgan.
No, but he's everywhere. I'm saying, you lot say raw. No, you can't throw it out there. No, you can't say.
You can't pick and choose.
Now you're pick and choose.
What do you mean, no,
bro,
Piers Morgan.
I'm saying, there's moments with the Arsenal fans that these lot all have this rhetoric. These lot all talk about these things.
Said rhetoric.
Yeah?
Okay.
Bro, this is the a lot of them are saying these things. And then when it's a fan, no one ever said that. Show me who said that. When
it's
we talk about one,
isn't it?
It's but then it's our narrative here.
What did I say?
It's our narrative.
What did
here.
I say? Okay. You I said no. Two seconds. Yeah. I've never sat here even after we won the league and styled anyone. I still sat here saying.
You styled
yeah,
me still.
Two, yeah. That was dark. All jokes aside.
You styled me.
No, I didn't. I sat here, yeah. I didn't come in no costume, no nothing. The mask and gloves were on. That's for other reasons, innit? No one was acting, so it was calm. But differently, yeah? Differently, I sat here hopeful that we won the Champions League. I sat here till the last moment. You sat here with us, GOP, till the last moment, the final miss of that Burnley game. Nervous. Man, them started chatting in the group chat. As they started chatting, Haaland scored. God came back. I don't do the cocky thing. I've never sat here and moved like.
But that's you.
No, yeah, but brother, if it's me, why are you telling, man?
No, but I'm saying
arrogant.
But then, remember,
not
you're
cocky,
representative.
Not
you're
he said he don't
you're
do
a representative
it.
Of your
it.
Club.
Don't do it.
You're still a representative of your club, bro. Yeah, you are, like it or not.
But what's
you are.
That?
You
what's
still.
That?
So I'm
that,
saying
that
this. Are you telling
sense.
Me that Arsenal fans are not loud? Arsenal fans are not obnoxious. Arsenal fans don't
yeah, but
do
brother,
too much.
We're here.
Yes.
This is filthy, bro. We're here. This is our little thing.
You lot are nasty.
Hold on, I need to.
We're talking to the Arsenal fans at home now.
KG, 2 seconds. Eddie Caddy, I'm addressing him. You owe me 2 bills because I saw you at 1 extra. I wanted it to be £100 that we win the league. He said, no, £200 that United will finish above you. That's am I chatting rubbish to you about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not you.
That's a bet, though.
That's
yeah,
a
but
bet.
It's
that's a personal
bet. That's personal.
That's between him and Eddie.
Wait.
Let's forget. Let's move on.
Because that's what he's saying here.
Now, I'm just saying facts. It's a next man has said something. I'm not going to go to you.
But I'm happy to move on. But we talk about consensus of fans, and we know how Arsenal fans move.
Nah, this is a football show.
You got pick and choose, man. So pick and choose.
There we go. We're in the man.
Mikel Arteta has said, we start now to make some very important decisions if we want to reach another level. That's what he said.
Sounds like Bruno Fernandes.
And I think that is a direct reference to the transfer market. I think we've had some players that's been on this ride with us for a while. We finally got to the finish line, but we seen within a week of that, that there's another level. And I feel like with that reality, like the gaffer said, man, we're going to have to make some important, maybe awkward decisions, sacrifice.
Right, who do you want to get rid of? Who do you want to get rid of?
I'll be honest, man. I think, before I say this, yeah, I think every single Arsenal player, yeah, every single one that played this year has earned the right to go again next year, innit? They won it for us. Mm. But if we want to do the no sentiment in football thing and be bigger than this, I'm going to start with a man.
Go there.
Odegaard, he's got to go.
Wow.
He's got to go. Odegaard's got to go. No, I think if you're a football fan, you see this. For him, for the club, he's achieved us winning the league. First skipper in 22 years to do it. It's amazing. He's up there with some Arsenal legends. You understand? It's a legendary feat that he's done. But at the same time, I think we've outgrown this risk. Like, if we're going to do the resilience thing, the being hard to break down, Odegaard ain't that. You understand, bro? Odegaard's not that.
He starts your press, though.
He does, but at the same time, if...
Just flicks his hair and just starts running. That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's
is it? Like, I would even go further to say, Odegaard, when he came on at West Ham, he won us that game. And for me, that was the 3 points that got us the league. And I'll forever be grateful for that. The first season we challenged, he was amazing. 15 league goals, going crazy.
Thought it was Bruno.
But between the 15 league goals and that assist at West Ham, it's been disappointing, bro.
Who would you get rid of?
You know, it is. I think, I'll be honest, see everyone apart from Raya, back four, and Rice, I feel like you got to understand, see, to get to that next level, it could be...
Yeah, I put Miles there still.
Listen to what I'm going to say. I think it could even be, it's even a 1% sometimes. Improvement is what's going to make it. Mm. So I think everyone else, bro, it can be improved.
Improvement,
like,
yeah.
If you got Saka there, he's not the best in the world. Like, I think the opposition think he's a better player than I do sometimes. Mm. Like, everywhere can be improved. And like you said, to get to that next level, them places have to be improved.
You didn't say none of your new signings, though.
Who?
You didn't say...
Because they wasn't to be improved. Madueke weren't meant to be an improement on Saka.
It's just for squad depth.
No, what I'm saying, so you wouldn't keep those new ones that the Eze's and you didn't...
He's not saying anyone should go.
I'm not saying they should go, but I'm saying
could keep...
No, he's just saying other than the back four and Raya and Rice, it can be improved.
He's just saying something like 1% improvement.
Wait, you lot are getting rattled off. I'm just saying right now...
Let me finish.
No, he ain't.
I'm not, bro. You jumped in. I need to finish, bro.
Let me finish. Ask your question.
Oh, all right, cool.
Hold on.
How long has Jesus been at Arsenal?
4 or 5 seasons.
All right, cool. When we bought him, was he meant to be like, he was going to be our guy, innit?
Yeah.
See, when it's been a few seasons, Havertz came in, Gyökeres came in, he's chilled, innit? Like, he might go now. So you see, like, even Gyökeres is there, or whoever it is that I said we improve on, they either decide, I'm happy to sit here now. You see, now we've won the league, they're going to be happier too, chill, innit? Because they know we can actually win it again. They're happy to be part of a winning squad. So any of them players, bro. Mm.
I get what he means.
Any player can
win it. Let him finish.
What he basically means is, look.
So you're talking now.
I'm just going to give you an explanation. When they bought Jesus and now they got Havertz and Gyökeres, yeah? Hey, Jesus is going to go, Havertz might take up Jesus' position in the squad. Gyökeres takes up Havertz, and then they buy a better striker who's the main guy.
Improved,
and then everyone, the backup is better now. That's what
I've not planned them. I'm saying simple. You lot think I don't understand. I asked you a very simple question. I said, Raw, you signed certain, but you said that back four, Hincapié and Mosquera are new, right? They just came in. So these four, they're staying. Raya, Declan. I just said, Raw, so in them new ones, are they not non-negotiable? They're part of the future. But then you said everyone else, your words were, if they have to go, they can go. So now that's all I queried. I said, so bro, you're not keeping the essays. You're not keeping those new players that just came in. Where have I missed it?
Broski, we're saying we hear you. We're saying we hear what you're saying. We hear what you're trying to get at.
Yeah.
But no, brother, we don't think it's that deep to mean that certain players have to move on, get pushed down in the rankings new players. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We're meeting you halfway.
Unless I misunderstand, 2 seconds.
Just to expand.
I said to expand the new players.
Why are you so invested, bro?
Chill, man.
No, it's a conversation, brothers. But it's gaslighting. It's gaslighting.
I'm not gaslighting.
No, it's gaslighting. Because you're talking. You're saying I'm not understanding what it's saying.
We're not saying that anymore.
No, but that's what happened in the first run.
You might have misunderstood, innit? So you see, when I said back four, I mean by the starting back four, innit? Not that's four players, innit? Yeah. So Gabriel, Saliba, Timber,
the back.
Yeah, the back four.
Yeah.
So you see the rest of them.
Then he said. Okay.
And Rice as well. You said Rice,
he went forward.
Yeah, no, I know, obviously, we're saying them players, but you see Rice, I think he's top three in his position in the world. Gabriel and Saliba, I think the same thing about them too. Okay, like, so you see, unless you're like elite, you can go and play at any team in the world. Yeah. Then, bro, you can, like, if you're not happy to chill out, then you can dip.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, that's it.
Go back to the point. Do you remember we had the convo where you asked, I can't remember what the exact question was, but it was something about who. What, like, creative midfielder do we need next season to be better?
Yeah.
And we started saying all these names, and you said, why can't it be Eze? And we said, because we have Eze.
Yeah.
Like, what I didn't want to say then is Odegaard needs to be replaced. I don't think anyone else necessarily needs to be replaced. We need to improve on them so we have better options.
Is that enough ground?
Martin Odegaard is in that Gabi Jesus category. Maybe not in the same realm as a... He's fully done. Yeah, we can maybe get a job out of him next season. But if we want to win, because remember, we won the league. I'm not saying it don't matter now. Nothing matters. But we want to win the Champions League.
They need a guy with Bruno Fernandes.
We need a guy that's a level above.
I've had enough of you lot, man. Congratulations. You've done your thing. Great. This ain't AFTV. Like you said, there's a football show.
Are you going to move on, sir?
I'm moving on.
Can I just ask one question? Apologies.
Not if it's going to be about what we were just talking about.
In terms of going to the next level,
mm-hmm.
Who do you guys as Arsenal fans believe needs replacing in your starting 11?
Just Odegaard.
Just Odegaard in your starting 11.
No. Odegaard and a left winger. That's definite.
Just Arsene. Cool.
That is definite.
Perfect. That's it. Move on. Because you lot don't want to talk.
No, I don't want to talk about Arsenal no more.
I don't either, to be honest. And I love them. And you lot have made me sick of my own team.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That's how mad it is.
I'm read this right. I don't know why Greg's put it like
well,
that.
Well, it's saying, well, obviously Arsenal's got a bright future. You are great. But there's a team whose future is not looking so bright. It's true. Liverpool FC, Arne Slot, sloppy. He's sacked. He is dead and gone. And then they let their rivals take the ideal replacement in Xavi Alonso to Chelsea. It's not good. Is it fair to say
it's
that Slot is the biggest one-season wonder in the Premier League history?
Okay, fine. Let's just deal with...
No, answer the question
not
first.
Bright.
Is he the biggest one-hit wonder?
No, there's Me Too, there's Bear. Me Too, there's Bear one-season wonders, man. Focus. They didn't win the league. They didn't win the league.
Me Too didn't win the league.
Wait. Why the future is bright is because... I'm not...
Who's the bigger one?
I'm not saying the future's bright.
Who's the biggest one? Loons, we're gonna get there, bro.
Who's the biggest one-season wonder?
What manager? Maybe him, and I'll take it because it comes with a league title. You would take it right now. A one-season wonder manager that wins you the title. You'll take it.
Oh, my God. Konate left as well. Konate's gone. I thought Konate was signing a new contract.
I didn't say he was. You lot have been cussing him all season. Now he's going. Now I'm supposed to be worried. You've been cussing him all season. So now I'm supposed to be see pissed
him.
Off that
I
he's gone.
What are you talking about?
This is the true news. He's thinking, bro, this guy's been cool all episode. Now look how he's moving. Slim's saying, bro.
I'm trying to get my point out. All right. Off camera said I'm being cool. Don't worry. Anyway, I'm just saying the future is defo more brighter because we were getting mocked for potentially keeping him. Oh, slot saying. Now he's going, it's a dull season for us. Look, we can improve. I said it on Filthy when we went on that seven losses out of 10 games, yeah? I said it. Establishment like Liverpool, we cannot have this. We will not sack mid-season. He will be gone at the end. You lot all laughed. Now we're here. You lot are saying, oh, you're pissed.
Cool.
I am not pissed.
Listen.
It had to happen.
Okay, listen.
Had to.
Okay, listen. What we was trying to do for the sake of the show was to put Liverpool down there to lift you back up.
We don't need
just
that.
Just listen, bro. Because now, yeah.
Do that United.
Because now, anyway, now you have set your sights on.
You're sweating as well.
I always sweat. You know I do.
Get a birthday.
Bro, you've been here all day. You ain't sweat once.
I was sweating earlier. What are you talking about?
Get him tissue, man.
I was playing football. We was all sweating.
Not me.
You're sweating more now,
your fitness
now,
is different
though.
Than mine. God. You're sweating more now.
He's sweating
you're
more
sitting
now
down sweating.
I'm a black ute, bro. I cream my face, bro. Not like you dry-faced youths, bro.
We're black as well, you know.
Hey, yeah. Listen, Liverpool...
I cream my face and grease my hair.
Really
these bald bastards. Shut up, man. You cosmetic surgery guy.
What are you upset about? Bro?
Shut up as well, picky-eared youth, man.
Stevie, you can't talk about him,
shut
man.
Shut up, KG, no eyebrows.
Look what's getting done.
Sorry.
No, it is.
My bad.
What I was going to say...
sorry.
What I was going to say is Liverpool... with Iraola as the champions. I'm gonna chat to Slim. I don't know none of you, man. Are you ball, bro?
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word worried because obviously we found out Pep's not there next season. But I think Iraola, he's looking like a proper gaffer. Are you worried at a bit of a return from Liverpool next year with them, or do you think it'll be a bit the transition period? We'll go on a little bit longer.
I think it'll be the same, bro. I think it'll be City, Arsenal again up there.
Yeah?
Honestly, yeah. Okay. I think it's going to take a good few years, man. Same thing like Man U.
You think we're going to go, what 13 years?
No, I mean to reset, bro. Right now you're in a reset, innit?
Yeah, we are in transition.
You are in transition.
We've won it twice, bro.
You are in transition, but I think Iraola...
Oh, my God.
Go on, Lance. But I think Iraola is a better gaffer than Maresca. Yeah? Depending
nah, he's
on...
Not.
That's,
we don't know.
That's his opinion. No,
that's just my
opinion. That's your opinion. That's just my opinion.
I just said mine. And I think, depending on how much freedom... You know Maresca's going to get given the keys. This is Man City. Yeah, they've landed.
I think they're going to be good, man. Maresca's
close. I'm not going to lie. I think, even though I think Iraola's better, I think Maresca's being massively disrespected, innit? I think he had the shackles on at Chelsea. So to get a... Where did they finish? Fourth?
Third, fourth.
Fourth that
four,
year?
Fourth.
Yeah, fourth, innit? Yeah, I don't think he done that badly.
Do you think Iraola's going to be able to deal with the pressure of Liverpool and it's like...
I think, do you know what it is about Liverpool, yeah? The Liverpool fan base is like, it's proper, isn't it? Like, you see what you say about Arsenal fan base being shaky and it goes to the fans and that. You lot are the opposite, bruv. They say, when you lot feel good, your team feels good, your gaffer feels good. Look at Slot. He's not on nothing. Gaffer. Just off feeling, he won the league, bro. Yeah? Less points than Arsenal and they said it, but yeah. He won the league, regardless. Whatever we want to say about him, two seasons in the Prem, won the league. You understand? I think Iraola, with that feeling, yeah, with that Ryan you, or maybe a Alex Scott or a something,
bro,
yeah. From Bournemouth.
But you see the stats change. You know when you're a big team, because they said he hasn't lost in what? How many?
17. 18.
But then when you're like at a big club, they say one win. In
18,
seven,
yeah.
One win and thingy.
Different.
The narrative is different when you're at Bournemouth. It's fine.
It's
you
Thomas
can be
Frank
one. You can not lose.
It's the truth, though.
No, it's not a bad shot.
What did you just say?
It's Thomas Frank in
Imoff. It is though. I heard that comparison when I was driving down here. Still, it might be a Tottenham thing that goes in there.
Would you not be saying it or talking about him like this if it was Oliver Glasner?
Yes.
It's a different level, man. It's a different level, and you can't say if they get Alex Scott and that because that team is a different level when you play for that. And I'm linking back to us when we signed players lower in the like playing for United. they were doubted and Bremo Cunha was doubted, it doesn't mean you're going to go into the big team and do well as signings from a smaller club.
I hear you, innit? But I just think Iraola with the pressing, the ethics.
We've got to call a sub.
Get off KG, man. Yeah, no.
Thank you, man.
KG, well done, man. They cancelled you out, man. Frustrating performance,
but I see what you try. I see the game plan. Because I know ball. I understand this game. I didn't like it.
When you lot are ready to let me talk about Liverpool, I'll...
Evil Jad.
I was in the middle of my lunch.
Hideski. What are you saying, my brother?
I got told emergency sub. What's going on? Was KG that bad?
No, he weren't, man. They tried to cancel him out.
Do you think Liverpool's too much of a big step for Areola?
I don't think it is, to be honest. I think he's going to do good things for them.
I think he'll do good.
I'm worried. If he goes there, I'm very worried.
I'm a bit skeptical. Is that the right word? Yeah, it's the right word. Yeah, I'm skeptical, man. I've seen it many a time, and a small club, great gaffer, goes to the big team and it don't work. You don't get the same. It's like what KG says. That's 18 game unbeaten run. It's got 11 draws in it. You do that at Liverpool. You get what I'm saying? It's 11 draws out of 18. That's how they're talking about it. It's not positive. You see what I'm saying? When Liverpool played them in November, they were 15th, bro. You're big clubs like that. Why is his squad always injured? He runs them into the ground.
They ain't got the money for the squad, 100%.
But you just don't now. Look, you don't now. A guy that's managing a Ross Clark, his corner shop, he doesn't go and manage Selfridges straight away. There's got to be a Woolworths in between. You get what I'm saying?
I got a counter.
You have to give him Selfridges. I'm not happy.
Can I respond? Have you seen Wakey Wines on Instagram?
Yeah.
If he ran Selfridges, it's tripling revenue.
No way.
Yes.
No
the
way.
The challenges.
The challenge.
Where are you? Selfridges.
Where
have you come from? Sheffield.
You go forward and you go back.
Oh yeah, Abdul go forward.
Abdul go back.
Hey. Bro, he's elite. No, but all jokes aside, Glasner said it. Yeah, the Basque region. Glasner said he's going to go to the Basque region to find out what they're eating over there. Because he said Arteta's from there, Pep's from there.
He's not Pep.
Luis Enrique. Yes, he is.
No.
What do you mean?
Basque like Bilbao,
that's,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Pep's Catalan.
Catalan.
No.
Pep's Catalan. They're similar, but they're different.
Oh, my bad.
Pep's Catalonia. Pep's Catalonia.
But everyone else
Arteta,
is
bad. Arteta, Iriola, and...
Enrique, definitely.
I don't think Enrique is.
Not Enrique.
Then Bilbao man only signed Basque players in there.
Yeah. That's cold.
Basque region.
It's sick, though.
That's mad, still.
My point is gone. Don't point, don't matter.
No, but hear me. Point in regards to...
not Basque. Don't... My bad.
Does... Yeah? If... Iriola don't have the expectations of going in there and winning the Prem straight away. He's going to get time.
It's a big club,
and it's not about it's a big club. What killed Slot was winning the Prem in his first season.
Absolutely.
If
he came second to City, if he came second to us.
Yeah, he still has his job. Absolutely.
Liverpool have to challenge next season, though.
Absolutely. You got beaten around it.
They will challenge.
They didn't. It's the reasoning is because of how bad they done. If they were top four, he'd still have his job. I personally think
he'll still have his job. It's how
I think
you
the drop
get
off.
Top four.
Yeah, it's the drop. That's what I'm saying.
How?
It's how?
The,
I think
you
it's
see,
the
like
drop
off. The stage when we played Man United, if we beat you, we go above you. You get what I'm saying? Remember we played you. If we won, we go above you.
Level.
And we can.
I think we go above you on goal difference. Is it?
Okay. Yeah, we would have gone above you on goal difference. Yeah, because like I think we played before you the week before, and we went above you for a day or two, innit? On goal difference, and then you played, and then it leveled up. But it's that, and then you lot finished 9 points ahead of us. That's bad, bro. And there's five games left. That shouldn't be happening.
Something went wrong.
Not at Liverpool, bro. Like, I get what you lot are saying. Oh, 30 years, bro. We win European trophies. We are a club. We are the culture club of the North, bro. You get what I'm saying? We have our fans. Our fans have a lot of saves. You see, the final day, they would have booed that team off the pitch, bro. But that was Salah's last day, Robertson's last day. That's the only reason they didn't boo that team off the pitch, bro. Last day of the season, we can go fourth.
Would you take a Salah U-turn?
Yeah. No. No.
Because you want Ryan.
No, would you take any of your ex-girls back? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it goes. Like,
I'm not going to lie.
Don't do that look.
One more season with my ex. One more season.
Shaniqua.
And you know that it's definitely one last season.
One and done.
One and
lips,
done.
Lips, it depends on how you broke up with that ex though, man. Bro, break up. Remember, he was beefing. Absolutely.
Listen.
Early doors in the season, you know.
Where's Loons?
Sloons. Slot Loons.
You see me, I'm an optimist. I judge players in their prime. I judge my exes in their prime. Yeah. Our finest moments. That's what I define people with. Their greatness. Listen, Iriola with Salah, yo, you don't
I think
know,
he's tired, man.
He's tired, thank you.
Salah's tired.
Where
man.
Does he go?
He tired out. See that Saudi. Season, he was Saudi. Moving nuts. Yeah.
Saudi, 43 go goals.
No, apparently he still wants Europe. At the age of 43.
No, he's going Saudi, man. It's just how he's seen in Saudi.
Juve
won. When we spoke to Rio, what did Rio say? Rio was saying that basically he's like Lionel Messi of the Saudi region, bro.
Obviously.
Like he's the big hack, dog.
That's the big
like probably even
Iriola's cold, yeah? And I was thinking like that United thing might happen if he came to us. I think it might be a bit that step too far.
I think,
but lot, bro. I think Liverpool's the perfect distance, respectfully.
Who?
For Areola.
Bro, the fans, you don't understand. Do you know what it is, Slim? To them man, there's not a Scouser. We was down the road from the celebration. The Scouser man know the truth. Yeah? That's the gaffer.
No, they don't want
that.
Bro,
is the gaffer.
If you know, if you're a proper Liverpool man, yeah,
I'm not
the Liverpool fans.
They
okay,
Xavi Alonso,
I'm know. Not. No, they didn't.
That
bro.
Ain't the truth.
If you know, bro. You see, this is what I'm gonna say to you. Yeah, if you go for a gaffer, before we went for Slot, we went for Alonso. We gave him. We said you can have the keys to the whole building. He said no, I'm going Real. You don't go back for him, bro. He's knocked us back. You do not go back for that guy. Regardless, he's already shown that he holds other things in higher regard.
It's Real Madrid, don't do that. It's Real Madrid, don't do that.
Would you? Yeah, yeah. No, it's not stubborn.
He has to go Real, bro.
Go Real. No, I hear you, bro, but we're not begging you for nothing, bro. We offered you the keys. You went Real. You thought you could handle Mbappe and Vinny and Rodrigo.
Land your point. You were saying something.
Yeah, bro, I'm saying, Alonso was never an option this time round. He was never an option.
He will be soon though. Because no one goes Real for a long time. There's no way you would have written off Xabi Alonso.
He got sacked from Real ages ago and they knew that they didn't want to keep Slot. That should have been...
Bro, we didn't go in
right.
for him.
Liverpool.
I agree with Loons. I think you thought Xabi Alonso was high risk. I don't even think it's because you thought it was a Real Madrid.
We played him
twice. You saw how we done at Real, yeah? Which is, quote unquote, an easier job. Yeah? It's easier to mess up at Liverpool than it is at Real. 100%.
Okay, yeah.
So the fact...
Liverpool's an easier job.
You didn't...
No, it's easier to mess up at Liverpool.
It's easier to mess up at Liverpool. I think Liverpool.
You got all the tools
job.
At Real.
At Real,
Liverpool's a more difficult job than Madrid.
Bro, Madrid's got one titled team to beat all season. One.
Hey, Loons, let me land. I know what you're saying in the grand scheme of things. Right now, Barcelona, in a grand, they're in a transition, bro. They are not. I can argue that Real Madrid have a way better team than Barcelona, player for player, bro.
They do.
Rafinha and all these men are not Mbappe and Vinicius level, bro. The right gaffer will land and steady up. They've won the league with
that's
that
what
team.
They got me, yeah.
And the fact Xabi Alonso couldn't do it, there's no way he's going Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool won the league with that team as well.
Bro,
that's
Alonso's,
what the team is walking into.
Check
bro.
Alonso's
he's walking
record.
Into a mess.
Check Alonso's record stuff. Against English teams when he was at Leverkusen on his unbeaten run. Check him. He gets whooped. He came slot whooped him 4-0 on that.
Xabi Alonso done bad at Real.
It was a more player power thing, man.
At Madrid.
So why has he gone?
Player power, bro.
The dictator over there.
The
players didn't like him.
So you think Mbappe has the power?
He didn't
what?
Have con- not
Who?
Just Mbappe.
More than we think.
All the players.
More than you can believe.
Vinny said, if he's staying, I am not renewing my contract.
No, Vinny said that.
He done bad.
That's what I just said.
They were top
bad.
Of the league.
Done
they were top
the
of the league.
Didn't like him,
I don't know what he
no,
does.
He didn't get sacked top of the league.
There's no way a black man got him sacked.
He did.
Multiple black men.
What the president just come out and said about Vinny. He said he's staying. He ain't getting sold. Yeah, he ain't
actually,
even
I'm not
going to
lie. Vinny's a different black
bro,
man.
Bro, you can't compare Madrid and Liverpool in terms of that. Because, bro, Madrid is just way higher
yes,
in terms
can.
Of madness.
The reason you can compare it, yeah, and just in terms of how they are with gaffers, Real Madrid have a high... turnover with gaffers. Real Madrid, I mean, Liverpool don't want that. Liverpool want a guy that's going to land and just be there. Innit?
No team wants
that. Xabi Alonso at this point is not that guy, bro.
Iraola's the better option. To his rep, man. I feel like if Alonso went Liverpool and it didn't work, I feel like
he's cooked.
Yeah, I feel like his CV there gets cooked. You see Real Madrid, you can go there, can have a bad year, and it's like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He could have gone from Real Madrid to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Like, you saying that is just stubbornness, bro.
What?
Man don't want him after this.
No, it's not, no. Forget me. Oh, the club, answers. The up, the higher hierarchy, bro. Oh. It's just how it goes.
The fans
it?
Want him, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If a player turns you down and goes somewhere else, the club don't go back in for him. It's how it goes,
bro. Remember, he's Spanish as well, bro. You
player and managers are different. Bro, and there's not a crop of good managers out there.
I get it, but...
There's not a crop. Bro, so you might have to go back for a man twice.
Have to.
You might have to.
But Lippy, you see...
He scored in Istanbul.
Look. Before he came to... When we went in for him... He knocked us back. He was willing to go to Bayern and Real Madrid before us. Both of them before us.
Two better clubs.
Two bigger institutes.
Two
bigger
clubs.
What's bigger about Bayern?
And he's Spanish.
Won the same amount of Champions Leagues. It's bigger.
If you look at Germany,
Their league's a one-horse race, bro.
Yeah, but if you look at Germany, you go Bayern Munich. If Bayern Munich come calling, you go Bayern Munich. It's easier set up for you at Bayern.
Easy.
Anyway, people, filthy live shows have returned. But this time... I want to say nationwide.
Gonna say this time we're live. Before he's gonna say that, what?
I was gonna say it's nationwide, but it's just London. What,
the kid, there is
London,
nationwide.
It's London and the Northwest.
UK, oh, man.
That's the whole nation.
Norwich. We're going past Norwich, man. I'm sorry, Norwich. I tried to fight for them. So Liverpool, Manchester, and London will be there. Tickets available now. Links in the description. Make sure you don't miss out. As of today, Filthy Fellas Player of the Season voting is now open.
Come on.
The link is in the description box below. Please do not cook the books, Nigeria. KG, I know what happened if you won. Arsenal FC champions. Big up my dog Slim.
Big up Slim. Aye,
man. Yeah.
Big up Slim.
Aye. Big up my dog Slim. Aye. No, hold on. You know, yo, don't air, bro.
Ooh,
but
just,
this is
just,
Slim.
Just.
I'll be real. I didn't know you knew ball the way you know ball. Still.
I'm a real football guy, bro.
Don't say a word.
You're a sportsman.
Bro,
you
see,
man,
see the new age, bro. The internet and that. Yeah, it's killing, man, bro. Like, even when we won the league, bro, it's all these new fans and that. It's killing, man, bro.
You weren't hanging around outside Emirates, though.
Nah, bro. I had plans to, bro. But when I see all the new, you know, like, man, turn it into a carnival and that. It's like, what's the point?
You are the culture club, though. You had the training kit that was like the Jamaican national team. Like, you gotta expect jerk pants and
yellow
skin out and yeah, super cat and
Bujo. I was at Highbury, bro. I've been in Highbury.
I played on Highbury still.
Oh, remember to comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. You done know, people.
Hey, Rooney, man.
You know who to vote for, man.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.